It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Patriots Friday after the national embarrassment that was that game last night against the Jets. You could talk about that all day long on this radio station, Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Curtis, there's an accident nearby, major accident nearby this morning. You're not only the weather smoke, you're the traffic smoke as well.
Yeah, well, I've quit sports. Yes, right outside, if you know where the IHOP is, I don't even know the name of that street, but if you're past, if you get on, if you head towards Storrow Drive from Watertown or Newton, you pass across, there's a big dealership of Acura, and then there's like a Staples right outside of there. There is a major accident on that road.
Leaving here yesterday, after everybody else, stress brag, I ran into the traffic from that Storrowing that happened with the Ryder truck. Did you see any of that?
Yeah, it was literally gridlock for 15 to 20 minutes.
It wasn't like a small, it was like an 18-wheeler moving van. And the dude who was driving, or the lady who was driving, must have been like exceeding the speed limit, because they took the entire back oof of the truck off when they hit whatever they hit on Storrow Drive yesterday.
That screams texting and driving.
I just screams somebody who doesn't realize. I mean, I was almost in that situation, if you remember, a month or so ago, when I was helping DMs move. It's not paying attention, but miserable. And then there was another truck that overturned yesterday. People were stuck on the Mass Pike yesterday for hours, not minutes.
Yep.
But hours. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to. We're going to get to our leads momentarily, and then they set it at 7. And as Curtis mentioned, it is Richard Fitz getting the start for the Boston Red Sox. How many times do you think in his life Richard has said, "Please, the name is Richard, not Dick"? Like how many?
Oh, I thought you were going to say it doesn't.
1 million.
I mean, getting the start tonight for the Boston Red Sox, it's Richard Fitz. Alex Cora saying pregame that if the Dick fits, you got to start it.
Jeez, what? I was going to say, don't Grimshaw.
I mean, what, too soon? It's his last year. You can't do that. Do you want angry Patriots fans? I guess we do probably all morning long, right? This is Mike from Florida. Hello, Mike.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
What's
Happy
up?
Friday.
Yes.
I just want to comment. So I'm not coming at you, Shime. I'm with you. I want to see the kid play, but I just want to kind of sympathize with people who don't want the kid, quote unquote, ruined. I think, especially after watching last night, like with that offensive line, it's more probable than not that because of the deficiencies on the offensive line, it's more probable than not that it's going to hinder his progress, you know, which it is what it is at this point. There's no turning back on the fact that the organization itself didn't do anything whatsoever when they knew that they were going to be bringing in this young kid, did nothing to reinforce the offensive line that was horrible last year. So we're stuck with it, and you're just going to have to say, you know, screw it, play the kid. If it slows them down a little bit because the offensive line sucks, it's their own damn fault. It's just like watching the Bruins and their mess with Swayman. Okay, if you didn't want to negotiate with Swayman, then you should have just kept Allmark. When it comes to the organizations in the city of Boston, I don't know what's going on. Is it something in the dirty water up there? Because it seems like every single organization, GM, et cetera, just doesn't recognize its own massive flaws.
Yeah, I would just counter with that. Like, I don't think that all of last night's issues were entirely on the offensive line, especially in the first half. I think a lot of it was on Jacoby Brissett. The Jets were blitzing on 50% of their plays in the first half. 50. They ended up over 33% blitzing in for the entire game, which is 10% more than Robert Saleh teams do on any given week. And there was a reason for that, and it's because Jacoby Brissett would come to the line of scrimmage, and he wouldn't even be able to identify where the pressure was coming from. The very first drive, that third down, they showed the camera view from behind the line of scrimmage, and anybody on the planet could see, oh, there's four guys on the right side, four defensive Jets players lined up on my offensive line's right side. And yet there was no protection shift, there was no bring the tight end over to chip, there was nothing. There was zero movement, there was zero initiative by the quarterback, and so I blame him for not recognizing that and not having a hot read. Like, that's the whole point. That's why Aaron Rodgers torched your ass, is because when you did decide to bring the blitz, he had the ball out in under 2 seconds. Yeah. Like, the ball was in his hands and it was out. That and Jacoby Brissett just does not do that.
But the thing I always look at, and Greg, we always talk about, and this is to the callers, what happens is, and it looked like there was another point in the game. It seems like every game that they play, Jacoby Brissett is lying on the ground looking he's hurt. What happens if he does get hurt? What are you going to then do? Are you going to say, oh, we can't put Drake May in because the offensive line
is not? So you're saying that when somebody like Mike calls and says you can't put Drake May in this season behind this line, you're saying you're going to have to eventually anyway, because at some point Jacoby Brissett is going to get killed, is what you're saying.
This was going to be my lead. If people are still going with that because they don't want to see Drake May injured, then they need to stop, because Jerod Mayo doing that yesterday in that game after Jacoby took 5 sacks is asking for Drake May to get hurt. So you put him in when there's no hope of winning that game, and you're going to throw your rookie quarterback in enemy territory when the O-line looks as bad as they've ever looked, and he gets sacked twice. Like, that, you can't say that they're worried about him getting hurt if you're going to – you can't have it both ways. Can't say you don't want him to get hurt and then throw him into a situation like that.
And you can't cite quarterbacks like Jim Plunkett in the Twitch chat in today's NFL. It is an entirely different game. You cannot touch the quarterback. And The odds of a quarterback getting hurt are higher when it's a guy less mobile under center. So you're waiting for it to happen with Jacoby Brissett. And you just don't understand what's happened in the NFL if you still hold on to these false beliefs that holding out a guy works. Patrick Mahomes was on the Chiefs in 2017. Do you know how the Chiefs started that year? I'll tell you, 5-0. So if the Patriots are 5-0, we're not talking about Drake May.
Right.
We're talking about a team that is obviously miles and miles and maybe a galaxy away from contending. So at least learn what you have with the most important position as soon as possible, so as to have the ability to build around it, or know that you have to rebuild entirely.
But that, and I get it, it's two rookies, but that offensive line is horrendous. Horrendous. It's like every Monday after a game, we're going to walk in here and we're going to ask this about Jacoby Brissett.
Did the man die? He did.
Speaking of Robert Saleh, what was the verbal violence that was directed at him by Aaron Rodgers in the first quarter after that touchdown last night?
I zoomed in far too much to read his lips.
Okay.
I think he said
something
stop
about his leg?
I think he said stop, it's too early. Like, don't celebrate, like, it's too early. Don't, like, hug me and
what
celebrate.
A hardo.
That's what I thought he said.
What an absolute hardo.
Actually, Greg, I think he said something like, can you believe that Swayman extension report?
Hilarious.
I love now the Aaron Rodgers pushing Saleh and we're reading his lips. Stop, it's too early.
That's what I think he said.
Stop, it's too early.
I mean, what a dink he is. But he looks really
good.
He's
so good.
He really does.
He is.
Well,
he's
really good when you decide not to pressure him. It's a really smart tactic.
Well, they tried to pressure him. They just couldn't.
Yeah.
He was just, I mean, he escaped Uche like multiple times. He was just making throws. Like, I mean, he was under 2.4 on time to throw for 90% of that game.
Uche was great at hitting him late, though.
Yeah.
Like, that was great.
Also hit Braylon out of the backfield, just couldn't wrap him up.
And Greg, you're right. He did look a lot better when it came to his confidence in his Achilles.
Yeah.
The way he moved out of the pocket a few times.
100%.
And he's just going to build off of that.
This is Tim. Hey, Tim.
Good morning, everybody.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say we only knew what we had. You know what I mean? The thing is, with May, I called in yesterday, and I figured May would play because the Jets are going to beat them. Hmm. They're going to put a pounding on them, and that's what happened. You got to let this kid play. I'm not a May guy, but I hope he does well. The thing is, you got to let him play, and this kid can throw the ball to the outside. That's what he's got to do. They can't let him throw it down the middle. Look, he almost got picked off the very first half.
Yeah.
Outside and deep and keep it out of trouble. And hopefully this kid stays safe. But he's got to learn how to play. Let him play. That's what he is. He's alive. Yeah. All right? He's not going to die.
Shime, he floated that the first pass that he made as an NFL quarterback. He just floated it out there.
with
two Jets defenders drooling like bullet drools over the TV remote.
Well, so Greg, as Wiggy will tell you, that is what an offensive play caller would call a tempo play. You just get an easy pass out of the way. However, his offensive coordinator decided, oh yeah, they're definitely playing man coverage. They were not in man coverage. They were in zone coverage.
Okay. I'm sitting next to Rich Cotite here.
Yeah, I was very mad. I think Lauren was scared for her life the way I was like yelling at the TV about setting protections.
Whoa. It was like the living room became your bedroom.
I'm not the one who yells the bedroom. Chris.
This is a good time for the All 22 Shime breakdown.
I'm not the one who yells.
I feel like it is my obligation to point out that the current record when it comes to Curtis Bombs is 1-0 after predicting that Drake May would play.
Well done, Curtis.
Yeah, it was it was otherwise a crap night for yours truly, but I did see a chance that Drake May would get in, and I really do believe that it will be week 5. That hasn't been my take. It's like the most overused story in the city because of it's the home game. Kraft wants the home game. You got Brady in the building for Fox. You get time to build up to that. He's not going to get the start against the 49ers. That would be like putting him in the middle of a war zone. So I really believe it'll be week 5, and I am just so disgusted by how awful that it was. Watching that game, if this wasn't my job, I would have gone to bed after the first quarter.
Yeah, same.
Like, it was just boring, miserable crap.
Yeah. Also, I do not appreciate this 413 text on the Subaru of New England text line, but I will read it anyway. Did you see it? It says, how many times has Greg heard, stop, it's too early? And I do not appreciate that. Never. Never, to be honest. Never. All right. We're going to... We are going to take a break on a Patriots Friday, and we will return with this morning's leads next.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.